Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. I am hosting once again this week, Jose Otero, back on the show. It's been 3 weeks.
We haven't met. Who are you again? I heard about you.
Here. Yeah, have you? Oh, well, I've just met the man to my left. That is Fran Mirabella, the iconic legend himself.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, seriously.
It's good to have you back, man. Yeah. We talk about you every show.
Yeah. Did you really?
I thought you were a ghost.
Oh, yeah. No.
The ghost of Fireteam Chat Pass.
Oh, okay. I was your ghost. I was with you. All right, and once again, Dustin Liguori, the man who's been keeping it all together, like nothing but unending respect for you, Dustin.
Because thank you, sir.
Every week that I would come to you and say, "Dude, I'm really sorry, but I'm either busy or something," you'd be like, "No," but then you'd pull it off and put together a good show.
Thanks, man.
So I just want to say, deep down. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, don't cry. You're going to make me cry.
I'm not going to cry,
but I am. We talked about that on Unlocked.
Did you really?
Make us cry? Yeah.
Yes.
You going to cry?
We're not going to cry, but we're going to talk about this week's Bungie update possibly is going to make us stop crying in the future, in the near future. How soon, we don't know, but in this update, Bungie talked about a bunch of things that we have been talking about on this podcast for a long time. I think the community in general, especially those guys over at Reddit, have been talking about things like Vault Space. What's going on there? Apparently, Bungie, it's on their radar. We know you need more space to collect all treasures you gain from your missions, and more gear is on the way. Raid fixes for those times when Atheon and Crota just pull out a plate full of cheese.
They freestyle sometimes.
Yeah, they straight up freestyle. How are you doing?
I got to bring up a note about this. Somebody soloed Atheon. Yeah.
What?
He used the Warlock, and what he did is every time Atheon started to teleport, he'd kill himself, revive, and then he's... They're porting, but you don't die because nobody gets ported. It's like a
I don't know if it's a glitch or what,
but it's the first time I've ever seen somebody solo that raid boss.
That's fascinating.
It's really cool.
So will
it's
they
on
fix
Reddit
that
right now.
I don't think they'll fix that, actually.
Okay.
I hope they don't. That's so cool. I was wondering if anybody would ever do it.
What else is the rundown?
The next thing they mentioned on here, which I wasn't sure what to take away from this one, but audio and visual. Not everyone wants to see or hear the game the same way, which is why we're looking at providing more options.
I know exactly what this is. This is chat versus game volume. So like sometimes you're in party chat, but you have the game mixed in your headset, and there's no option to turn down the game volume or turn the game volume up or turn chat down or up. So you want to like adjust your mix basically, right? And there's
in-game
no option.
Mix, you're saying?
Yeah, there's no option in Destiny to turn down the game audio. So sometimes you can't hear your friends because the game audio is too loud and it's about adjusting.
You can do that in the PS4 itself, for example.
You can't adjust your game audio.
You can adjust the mix.
You can adjust your mix. You can say all audio through the headset or just chat audio, but you can't get both.
Oh, yeah, you still can't turn it up. So, I think that's probably part of it. I think they also, usually you have a couple options like surround and other things, headphones. Mm-hmm. So, it's possible that they're adding that stuff, like support for surround in your headphones.
That's what I think they're adding. I think players just want to be able to turn down the game volume.
Okay. I thought it was going to be a film noir filter, so I could put
not
it on.
Quite.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be the first time. No. Remember that, what was it, ODST? I want to say like the different replay modes. You could like put on different filters and sort of see the game in a different light.
Yeah. Oh, you know what visual could be? Take off the HUD so you can take photos and stuff. That would be awesome.
Okay, okay. Yeah. But you could take photos either way or on both platforms these days.
You
but
can,
regardless.
But there's a HUD on it.
Yeah, there is.
I don't think it's going to be anything that big, honestly. I do think
just
it's more
turn off
what you're
the HUD.
About,
that's an easy option to toggle.
I will say though that because of the
like says you, an engineer.
Come on, Bungie, get it together.
Give Destin what he wants. I will say on the audio side, though, of what you were talking about, the with that sort of the mix problem, every party I play with in Destiny uses on PS4 uses just PS4's dedicated chat as a way to talk. No one uses that I play with uses the Destiny sort of fire team chat, as it were.
Oh, the in-game stuff?
Yeah, the in-game
I'll
stuff.
I'll switch
we
to
all
it. If I'm having a lot of NAT issues, I'll switch to that.
Yeah.
NAT issues.
Oh, NAT issues.
Like, so-and-so can't
never thought
NATed with you. That happens all the time.
This would be part of gaming vocabulary.
Yeah. 2015.
Oh, my NAT issues.
It's back. All right, so PvP ammunition, next topic, or next thing they mentioned, the Crucible team wants to change the way ammo crates dictate the flow of battle. Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
People memorizing the patterns and
it's like heavy ammo coming. All right, everybody get to your heavy ammo spots and fight for it.
Yeah.
Toss a void grenade there so nobody can stand.
I think it'll
on.
Be random, right? Do you think that's what they're going to do?
I don't know.
It's got to be.
No idea.
It's got to be more random.
There's specific spots where they have to spawn. Like
it's like chests and stuff in PvE. They won't always appear in the same spot, meaning you can't just sit around when he's like, heavy ammo available. And you're like, oh, I'm going to like hide over here all this time.
Yeah.
Because that is what happens.
That's a good impression.
Yeah, thank you. Try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should do the next VO.
I would love to talk to that guy. That guy's voice is awesome.
Okay.
I know what
okay.
his
Hello, friend.
I don't know. Well, that's scary. I don't want me to
breakfast
do that.
Breakfast incoming.
Perfect.
All right. So then strikes. The numbers tell us that there are some missions that are successfully completed far less than others, inspiring us to look at why people quit.
Yeah.
So I found this interesting only because of the existence of Nightfall and these other, like, there's a lot of content geared around strikes, so I was surprised to see what outside of that there are people who are just not finishing strikes, not regularly taking advantage of them.
People bail often, so like I was playing the weekly heroics, right, and I was sniping because there's a part where you go and you snipe all the guys, and they'd run down there and die, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go revive you, so I just snipe, and then they just leave.
Yeah, okay. That's what I just did last night.
Yeah, well, like it's not my fault you run down there like an idiot.
Well, but this is what happens when you know, and we'll talk about this topic in a future podcast, I'm sure, but when you're not on the fire team chat, and that's when it does introduce some big issues. Like, so, I totally bailed. I was like, this guy's not gonna like come down and revive us. He's the only one. It's gonna take like 10 minutes. I could just restart this thing.
Yeah,
it does cause issues. Yeah,
yeah, no, for sure. So wait, this is that raid where you're sort of firing down
Ishtar Sink.
Thank you. Okay. I'm laughing at that only because this becomes the communication issue specifically to me, and this debate has not happened yet.
Yeah, we'll save it, Jose. He's like
a key point of mine for why I don't want match-made raids, and this is going to continue to be one of the
things.
We'll
get into it. We can talk about that today.
You and I have been going quietly and loudly even off mic back and forth on this for almost months now.
Hey, I was told there's not enough time to do things in here, right? Well, I had some ideas. On wait until next week. Yeah,
Friday,
sure. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. So then I would be curious just for them to release what missions those are, in fact, that people aren't finishing and why.
Quick question on strikes. When's the last time you guys have played the strike that they introduced for the PS4? What's it called again?
Oh, the Undying Mind?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
That's what you face off against.
Yes. No, is that it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. The PS4
when's the last time
exclusive.
When's the last time you played that one?
I played it at PSX.
Right?
With
it's really
people from Bungie.
It doesn't seem to show up in the rotation.
I never played it.
I think it doesn't even show up in the rotation, I think, because it's not an Xbox One strike. But anyway, I just was wondering if maybe people didn't like that either. It is like, I don't know. It seemed cool at first, then I'm like, I don't like this. It's like just wave after wave.
I like it, but like I have no incentive to play it.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to get? Some blue Engrams?
Yeah.
That I don't really need. You know, so no, I haven't played it yet.
It's a lot of the game, Justin. But.
Yeah, and so a lot of the update as well was talking about how sensitive it is, or how sort of sensitive a process it is to update a live game. I mean, this game is out in the wild. Yeah. They mentioned that the reason heavy ammo took so long to fix was because every time they tried to find a possible solution, it introduced more bugs, which at the end of the day is a big challenge for any team that's sort of fixing and adapting a game that's already live and in the world. So I have nothing but respect for those guys for the amount of work it must take to engineer some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, looking back, I know it's easy for us to point the finger and say, well, some of this stuff from day one should have been really well thought out, and why did it end up this way?
That's the issue, right? Like, I've never had to do engineering and bug triage, like, on a game that is this complex, and, you know, it's easy to sit, like, how could they not fix this? Like, yeah, well, guess what? They have been trying to fix it. I don't know why it takes so long. In the end, it has been a very long time.
Which bug are we talking about specifically? All the bugs?
Heavy ammo, as an example. You'd think, because meaning at a glance, you're like, okay, so fix it in like 3 weeks. Like, what is taking so long? Yeah. I do think also their team split up, and I wouldn't miscount or... Yeah, like, I think we look at them like all of Bungie is on Destiny. No.
Yeah.
No. I think a very small team.
There's an engineering team. There's a graphics
team. That's right. But I also think they're very busy with Destiny, too. Well, and also all the new content, probably past what they made. Well, I think House of Wolves was probably pretty baked. I think they're on the stuff past that.
They're probably doing...
They're fixing stuff for House of Wolves, obviously.
They're
like
probably
they
on
said.
QA testing right now for House.
Right. Well, and they also had to take the feedback from, you know, Dark Below and, like, the exotic upgrade system and other stuff. And I think they did have to go back and double back to House of Wolves.
We are less than 30 days from April, which is the earliest they could launch House of Wolves.
It's not, I'm telling you, it's going to be mid-May. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's
why do you think mid-May?
I think they need as much time as possible to get that game where it needs to be. It's, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before E3 when they're going to make another announcement. Mm-hmm. I think they probably will make
something. That's when Comet sort of shows its face.
Yeah, I think that's when they'll be like, okay, we've made it this far. We listened to you. We did this stuff. But here's what's coming next. And it's going to be a more... exciting package probably than, you know, I don't think it's just going to be like, oh, it's another expansion. I think they're going to give you a better look at what's coming. So that's why I think mid-May, you can see, right, like even with this next patch, 1.1.2, right, they're like in the next few weeks. I mean, do the math. Like that's April 1st. So it's like, man, like they're not going to release House of Wolves 2 weeks after that. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. I have to ask you, House of Wolves is coming. We know that's coming. What do you think Comet, if it exists, will be?
I think it's going to be a more – I think it's going to have a new raid and the whole thing like you'd get with any expansion.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a more complete game world touch-up. You know what I mean? Like they haven't done a lot to Crucible and to the main world and the tower. And I think there will be enough small things there. Or meaning things like – and there was even a leak on this stuff, right? Like more – than a few, more than a strike, right? It's probably a couple strikes. And I think they'll introduce like some things that you just wouldn't have expected. I mean, maybe stuff like shaders finally comes, right? More
for weapons and
more
armor,
like special stuff
or
from
no
the speaker.
Armor shaders exist. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think they'll pad out all the stuff that normally like you don't get that much of with the DLC releases as we've seen. Yeah. But I don't know, it's a little too early to judge. They've only done one DLC drop. So let's see how House of Wolves
especially
goes.
Like all the stuff that went silent once you finish the game. Like the speaker has nothing to do for you unless you're just taking multiple.
Good
to
job.
Buy a
Look, he's glowy now. Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that in Destiny, which becomes really strange, right? Like even the gunsmith, unless you're buying like ammo scent, he does nothing.
He does nothing.
There's some really talented voice actors that say like four lines.
Tess Everest, nothing. Yeah. What has she ever done? Ever.
The gunsmith, by the way, is what's his name from Gears of War, isn't it? I heard that. I didn't
Cliff
look it up.
Lazinski.
No. Marcus, I heard it was Marcus.
Oh, come on.
I heard it was him. We'll look that up.
Okay.
I didn't come prepared. I shouldn't have blurted that out. But
that's cool. Just
that's
guess.
Fair. That's fair.
Anyway, yeah, I do think they'll
think
do
Nolan
more
North
more
is,
complete.
Drake
is in the game now.
Yeah.
No, I do think they'll do a more complete update that'll make it feel bigger, right? Like you'll get all the little things, like even just like a pack of shaders, a pack of emblems. I think you'll get more of that, which we haven't been getting too much of with the DLC.
Nathan Fillion is horribly underused in this
going.
Game.
All right,
he's the hunter guy in the basement.
Oh yes, he is.
And I would that's all you say? Like, come on! Like,
wait,
and he even talks about like wishing he could get out there and adventure and
Dead
stuff
Orbit.
Like that.
Or,
no,
he's the hunter lead guy. Like, if you play as a hunter, when you
go
talk to
him. Oh, he's the hunter vanguard.
Yeah, he's the hunter vanguard.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's because I'm not a hunter. I've never actually spoken to the guy.
What? You have not played the best class in Destiny?
I'll you up on Twitter.
That is the
I'm sure he's listening.
It is the hunter, man.
Yeah.
Except for our weak jumps. We're good.
Man,
all right, so,
we're all over the place here.
Yeah, we are a little bit.
Excited. Some changes coming.
No, definitely we are. And, you know, they mentioned a bunch of other ways that they want to communicate with players, how they're trying to also figure out a bunch of other bugs that you should be checking this stuff out. They've created some articles and, you know, information that they want people to kind of look at. I'm just curious then, I mean, of all this, what are you most excited to see fixed right now? Is it just the whole package?
Vault space.
You want vault space.
Top of the list,
yeah.
Vault space.
Yeah, I mean, why don't we go through, it sounds to me like the two big topics from us in here are probably vault space and like what do we think they're actually going to fix from the raids, but I mean, starting with vault space, right?
Like, they basically say what they're going to fix. The boss encounters are
buggy. We get to that, why don't we stick with vault? Yeah. Like, okay. How do you want it to play out? So I have my thoughts already.
Somebody mocked up like a really cool look at vault space where like you have multiple pages that you can go through and it kind of separates your weapon by weapon type.
Yes, please.
You know? So like your primary weapons get an area, your secondary get an area, and your heavies get an area, and you just go through them
And armor gets areas.
Yeah, armor gets its own areas.
We had someone send us their exotic weapons, but right, they had to go in and organize how they dropped it into the vault just to make all the yellow like sit next to each other.
Yeah.
And that is it does either need filters or at the very least like to drop in a way that's organized.
I used to organize it and I'd put all the raid one group together and then raid two group together, but as I pick and choose what I need, it's all mixed up.
Oh, you wanted to see like vault weapons as different from
vault of glass weapons and then crota weapons, but when I pull them out and drop them back in, they just get mixed up again. Yeah. So it's all over the place. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I have my thoughts, but what do you feel?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I mean,
I think I'm going to ask the world here. So it's like, I don't think that this is possible.
Old Fran Mirabella asking for the world.
But actually, I do think the filter concept, like, there needs to be some way to organize it how I want it, because I do think if they get into, like, we've made this decision for you, it is still going to cause some issues. Like, not everybody organizes stuff the same way.
Like, right now, it's auto-arranging.
Have you been to Containers and More? Like, you can do a lot at the store. So, but no, if you're, like, OCD like me, you have certain ways of organizing stuff, and everybody's completely different. I mean, I think there's some people who are like, it's fine, I just want more space. Yeah. Me, here's what I'm looking for. Yeah, organization by... For starters, you need it by weapon class, like auto rifles, scout, etc. I think that is crucial because it's like, you know, if I'm looking for a type of gun, it's normally by weapon class. Mm-hmm. Then it would be nice if they somehow auto sorted or whatever by the elemental damage, because I do think, you know, right, like, okay, where's void, whatever. I just need a void. Or actually, this is a good example where I don't maybe want to look at it by weapon class. I want to look at it by elemental damage. I'm like, I just want to look at all my void stuff real fast.
Mm-hmm. So you want sorting options, like sort by name, sort by elemental damage, sort by
ideal. Like a quick way to, fine, dump every, even if you dumped everything in the vault and then you had the option to a lot of, you know, shelf type stuff like this when you're organizing stuff, it just has options. Alphabetize, most recent, et cetera, like that would be really awesome. Yeah, just actually think of most recent. Like we come in here and it's like, what were your best drops this week? And I'm like, man, I can't even remember. Uh-huh. If I could sort by most recent, I would know what I got.
Because there's so many.
So I do think,
Mirabella.
I do think I'm asking a lot.
I got five Hawk Moons,
So I do think I'm asking a lot there, but.
No, but I think you make a great point though. I mean, I think that some folks do want to be able, like the ability to at least determine what your search criteria is, it be by most recent or by like
raid type. Here's really interesting. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Here's what I don't want. Just stop auto sorting it for me. Like if I take something out of spot three, leave that spot empty so I know when I come back next time that's where my vision of confluence is. So every time my vision of confluence is in the third slot from the top. You know, and then if I want, just say auto arrange. It's just like Windows desktop when you're organizing your icons or whatever.
That's a great way to put it. Actually,
I know it's a little silly thing, but like I would just like it. Just leave that spot empty for me because I can make that my primary weapon spot.
Right, but we're only talking about weapons too, right? And then you get into your other inventory items, so it's like where. So
basically,
I don't know if they're gonna
sorting options.
Yeah, I don't think they'll actually do that. I think that's asking a lot. At the very least, you need to sort by primary, special, and heavy.
Yeah.
And that will solve a lot.
Yeah.
At the very least, like if you have those shelves, I know where to find my heavy machine gun, whatever. Void, okay, I know where Against All Odds is. In heavy, it's not that hard to find. But when I'm sorting through all my weapons, and you know they're going to expand the space, they definitely – that's why I know that they're going to do something with organization. Because you think about it –
I think it should be a page just for weapons, a page just for armor, and a page just for – all the other stuff, you know, three pages, you know, and then each page can look a little different. Like weapons are separated by the weapon type. So here's your primary, secondaries, whatever. or heavies, you know, and then the next page is armor, helmets, chest pieces.
I will say
arms
to,
and legs
to their credit,
like
and maybe this is one of the reasons they haven't leaned on sorting or search criteria yet, is that of all these sort of games that I play, I feel like a lot of their iconography and their icon design is very visual. Like the second you see that tile, they know what it is.
Yeah. They've even adjusted them to make them even more obvious about what they are for certain things.
Okay, but
then do you sacrifice that in order to bring sort of a search criteria? Do you have to make that stuff smaller and less visibly apparent?
Like, I don't think you need to make
it
smaller.
What happens
there? I think you keep it the same, but honestly, when you put it all in your vault, I would argue you can't easily see. Like Icebreaker stands out, like
Vex Mental Class or something.
Galahorn, like some of the
Ballerhorn.
Exotics stand out. Yeah. Exactly. But I think once you you have all that clutter, it is very hard to pick out like all the colors.
Okay.
So I don't think they're gonna make it smaller. That's why I think they need some sorting options. But you could also imagine, you know, I like kind of how for your character, when you hover over, it expands. You know, I could see him doing something like that, right? Like, what if you could hover over, it expands your heavy weapon options, and then that menu's open.
Yeah,
and
kind of similar to what they did with your ratings now in the different factions.
Yep.
Yes. Like there you go.
Hover, open up, show me more.
Like, imagine they just did that of, like, heavy, special, blah, 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 and then maybe they... Yeah, maybe actually it becomes duplicative in the sense that they just have a square for different sorting types. So there's your exotic, there's your voids, and then you just hover over them. You're going to make a Harry Potter joke?
Big word of the day is duplicative.
Duplicative. I hope that's a real word.
Big word of the day.
Well, let's push over to then the next topic. We talked about the vault space. What about, so you're saying on the raid fixes, like that, was that our other big?
Buggy bosses.
Yeah. No, well, I know, but.
Like where
there's a lot of stuff
are hitting you through the glass.
But that, so that's my question is, what do you think? They actually mentioned some of the stuff. You see it here.
Yeah.
They listed. Do you think that's all they're going to fix? And maybe we should just cover off on what, they said they're looking at. They didn't make any promises, remember.
Yeah. So when you're saying what they're looking at, the lower portion of this list, which is,
like,
for example,
the Black Hammer perk that's broken.
Okay. For folks who don't know what that is, give them
I don't have
context.
Black Hammer still, so.
There's a Black Hammer perk that says does extra damage to
it's not active.
Majors.
It's, yeah.
They just deleted it because it would cause the guns function not to work anymore, so nobody was unlocking it.
Right. Which you can't.
But it still shows
it.
It's not completely upgraded because they deleted it. But
anyway,
so that's a gun
that.
thing, but we're talking about boss
it's
encounters.
Like Crota turning quickly with the sword. So when you down him, this happens all the time. He comes up off his knee really fast and just smashes you.
That's not what they're talking about. I think they're talking about when you have the sword and you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's true. That's a different issue. I didn't mean to talk about
that. Yeah.
It's not. I was thinking because he turns.
Yeah.
This is an actual character turning issue.
Yeah.
Okay, back it up. So when Crota is on his knee and gets up quickly, a lot of us know, right? It's a sword bearer. He'll just suddenly like slam you with the sword unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. It ruins the entire raid. Like, that's nothing that's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And you could draw the same parallel with Atheon when they don't spawn enough people inside the time gate.
They teleport you and there's only two people teleport and you both have those barriers on you or whatever.
So like those are two examples that I know they're going to fix because it's so annoying and it breaks the game. You spend like 45 minutes sometimes.
I play Vault every week and it's been pretty solid.
It's been better.
Like, it's been really good.
So wait, is the portal issue still not fixed? Where you
every
come
once
out,
in a while you won't teleport.
Yeah.
But
it's been a lot better.
It's
Vault Hard has
better.
Gotten a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Crota is the one, you know, there's a couple things. The sword
Vault
disappears.
Hard, if you all have Black Hammers, you can drop him in seriously one port. Like
drop
you
who?
All hit him.
Atheon. Yeah.
Sure. Atheon.
You hit him in his crit spot with Titan Bubble. Yeah. You know, you're doing 20,000 damage three times.
Yeah, I mean,
infinite
a good team
bullets.
Can down him in two with a pretty regular set of icebreakers or whatever at this point. But
okay.
with Black Hammer, it must be killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Crota's End, for example, right? You run past the sword quickly sometimes and try to pick it up.
And it's just
and
gone.
It disappears.
Yes.
That's a huge game-breaking issue.
Yeah,
I know that they're going to fix that. The same with when Crota gets up off his knee very quickly.
I stopped running Crota.
That.
It's just too frustrating, and I don't need anything anymore.
Well, what's frustrating about it? Like, is it
the sword dropping, people not timing stuff properly?
That's team problem, but bug issue. Do you have any other ones that you'd list that has to be fixed?
Well, bug issue-wise, just like he goes down, then he stands up, then he kills you, and it's like, okay.
I told you about the time I saw him, he lost his shield. He was taking the knee, stopped taking the knee.
Then he stands up, hits you.
Shot him. Then he took the knee, and he was like, all right, now you
you can do with the damage. I was like, what? Are you serious right now?
This is ridiculous. Really weird bugs. Where you're invisible and then he just hits you. And it's like, what?
Yeah. I always picture it's like a Crota prank. He's like, he's like, surprise. He's totally effing with you.
Suckers.
I've seen a boomer kill us inside of the tower for that strat where... you hide out right over the ogre spawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they shoot through the top.
Yeah, he got shot through the freaking top. Oh, I could not believe
there's
that.
There's little spots where they can sometimes
We've talked about these bugs before, but these things, like, especially when you factor in that Crota hard mode is actually, I mean, without question, undoubtedly, this is the hardest raid right now.
Yeah,
at least that part of the encounter. Everything leading up to it is mostly the same.
Yeah.
A little tougher. But once you get to that specific encounter, just the number of things that are on screen, the number of enemies, the upgraded types, the fact that, like, wizards spawn, like, that stuff's really tough. Some people will tell me that's not entirely true because, like,
a lot of people have trouble with Bridge.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I had not run into that.
Bug issues?
No, they just can't do it. Like, a lot of people I've played with have...
You're not trying hard enough. There's a ton of idiots.
They have difficulty with Bridge, and then they just cheese it.
Yep.
And it's really a bummer, because I like to do that portion legitimately.
Yeah.
And
actually, that's a good point. Doing it regularly, you do need a pretty good team.
Sure. Yeah.
But short list for me, here's what I'm 99% sure they're going to fix.
Okay.
The splash damage from Atheon on the sidewall when you're in the bubble, right? And you're getting splash damage, and you're like, I'm in the bubble. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, everybody hates it. And the fact that you have to go to, like, the upper right corner of that center, you know, floating island every time is really silly. Yeah. And people fall off sometimes. They push each other off. So that will be fixed. I'm very confident.
Okay.
The spawning, I think they've pretty much fixed it to your point, Destin, but I think they'll completely, for the most part, get rid of it. I mean, like with any bug.
The
or
detain.
At least...
Detain shield, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. When I don't know. I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about when they only spawn a couple people.
When only two people get teleported.
Yeah, I think
that's an issue where, like, somebody dies and then they self-res, and then they're marked.
Yeah.
And then, it's
then
a
it
very
doesn't bring
strange
enough people
problem.
In. But I do think they'll fix that. You're talking about the one where you get spawned
that's a hard
in there
one to
with
fix.
The detain shield.
That
it
is a really hard one.
Yeah,
because
the
fix.
Game thinks that you're dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you revived yourself. It's a...
I don't know.
You
how
were
to fix
dead,
that.
And now you're alive.
You're dead.
Zero or one.
He ports everybody,
presto.
Then you revive.
So I think
you know?
At the very least they'll fix that. Maybe they'll fix the detain shield. But otherwise, running over the sword in Crota quickly, and him getting up quickly off his knee. I think if they fix those, suddenly it's a lot smoother. Yeah. And I mean, I know people who've gone from they thought they could do it within 30, 40 minutes, and they're there for 3 hours because of these bugs. So
yeah.
They got to fix them.
I really want to get to the fan.
Yeah, suggested topic. Okay, so this one comes from Brian.
So this email, he was talking about how Bungie has done a lot for PvP. We have Iron Banner, we have Trials of Osiris, which is coming someday, but we haven't seen anything since Queen's Queen's Bounty.
Bounty. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything PvE.
Right.
PvE since that. Yeah. So what PvE events would you guys like to see?
I'm going to start out real quick with just an opportunity to play around with team size. I think doubles PvE could be really cool. I think setting up certain missions where it's a two-man strike of some type, but also play around with some of the rules, right? Play around with a lot of the ideas, maybe not necessarily in the two-man strike, maybe keep them three-man, but play around with some of the stuff you're doing in the raid. We constantly complained on the few episodes I've been on of this show, where the raid and raid mechanics are some of the most amazing parts of Destiny, and the teamwork is really, really high, but there is no other place where those things live in Destiny. Strikes are very straightforward, point A to point B, kill everything. Whereas something as sort of as deep mechanically as like using shields, for example, in some of the encounters in Vault of Glass, or using sword. I mean, there's one mission or two missions right now where you use the sword, but it's not in a meaningful way, and it's just to bash things.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that... to some degree, I'll go back to my initial pitch, which is give me some form of team doubles that have some really crazy teamwork elements to them.
I saw somebody say,
I want to see that.
This team is more doubles. PvP, but somebody suggested swords versus shields.
Relic shield
versus relic,
swords.
Relic versus swords. That'd be fun in multiplayer, but you could also have like a bunch of knights with swords go up against a bunch of guardians with relics.
Well, maybe
that could be fun.
Maybe it could be a silly sort of offshoot in PvE because
like
maybe
mods.
Each person, like one person has a sword, one person has a shield, and they have
custom
to work together
types.
As a team to get through a certain PvE encounter. Like that could be
a
possibility.
All right, you shield me, I'll bash.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah.
It seems a bit ridiculous because tuning would probably be really
You guys are asking
hard.
A lot with that. Yeah. It's a cool idea, though.
Yeah. It's silly. It's a silly idea. I don't know if I call it a cool one.
I don't know if you heard it. You've been proud. I made the Smash Brothers reference a couple episodes back.
Oh, good. Go for it.
We were talking about, like, what could we do? And I was like, why can't you just drop, like, Fogoth in the middle of, like, a PvP match? Like, make it a Smash Brothers style stage where, like, Fogoth's all in chains and he comes loose in the middle of the match. And, like, take the Smash Brothers approach. I mean, this would be, like, a fun style match. But I do think, in the vein of what you're saying, they could have a lot of fun with stuff like that. I think that's so far out. But there are a lot of cool options. I know the community would love it, too.
I had one that seems like it'd be really easy for them to do. You know, you get public events and everything all the time. Like, at least, like, holiday-themed things that happen. Like, on Halloween, we got the pumpkin heads.
Yep.
Christmas didn't do anything.
Nothing happened.
Christmas, everything was fairly functional.
They were supposed to give you that gift, which you did get in early January.
Yeah, we got gifts. But I'd like to see, like, world events. I'd like to see, like, world events. What if, like, it snowed or something crazy?
Yeah.
You know, or you fought snowmen. Like, evil snowmen.
Well, just a snowman hat would have been
something
cool.
Something kind of goofy. Or, like, you fight a giant knight with a Santa hat on. Just, like, little things like that. And a lot of other MMOs have done that sort of thing, where there's, like, Christmassy special events.
You're describing Gremlins or Gremlins 2 right there, Destin, is what you're describing.
No, but to Destin's point, even, like, Phantasy Star Online had some kind of, like, special theme online, had some kind of special theme in the hub area.
For holidays.
Yeah.
On Easter, you fight a giant bunny.
Yeah. No, you are right. Like, that. It's a really good point. Like, imagine you showed up on the tower on Christmas Eve, and it was all decked out in lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was a little snow in the air. That would be really cool. You're right.
Yeah,
like, it would just be aesthetic. I mean, that's the problem, though, right? Like, we all sit
that's
here and say, please
implement.
Fix this stuff. As soon as they put freaking lights on around the gunsmith, everybody's going to throw a fit. That Atheon's still not working right.
Yeah.
So, right? Yeah. You know, like, you can't.
Oh, you have time to do something
like,
nice.
Well,
but
Destin
would have
been like,
Atheon.
I can't believe they did that. They should have put a Santa hat on Atheon. Man, I'm so upset.
Yeah. But Ligurism.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It really speaks to how much I think we love this world and how much we see you can do with it.
And we were really disappointed that it seems underutilized, especially in the end game part. Like, the raids are the coolest part once you hit the end game, what else is there?
It's so crazy with Destiny. I read the emails that people send in, and I get a lot of people like, clearly Bungie's doing this on purpose to punish us or something.
No,
and I'm just like, possibly have to gain from like
right
such
not having Zeracel Gallhorn? Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Stop being so cynical, everybody. But, the internet's
well, no,
a bad
and
place.
I think it's because you spend so many hours in this game, you get a sense of ownership. You own your character. You feel like your input should be taken into account.
Sure.
But really, it's their game. You're allowed
for sure,
to play.
For sure.
So, well, be careful with how you phrase that, because you bought their game and paid them. So it's a little
so now I tell them how to make
taxes.
Games.
Like, it is, you know, that's and my courthouse and
just
it's
in,
my...
This
it's
just isn't just in Destiny. It's very common today where the players feel like the developers should be making the game the way they think. And Bungie is listening by making these fixes and stuff, but I see people get really angry.
Yeah, now that's a better way to put it, though, which is like it... But, you know, I think Bungie would put it this way, is it's a game for you that they're making, right? So it is a game together. But, to your point, Destin, and I do agree, it's frustrating. People think that whatever they want has to be done that way. And this is a work of art, you know, by Bungie.
And the
they
issue
have
is,
their
like,
own creative input.
1,500 people want to see Vault Space done different ways.
Yeah. And also,
you and I want to see Vault Space done different ways. And then they're yelling, nobody's listening to us.
Yeah.
They're clearly listening to you.
Exactly.
But they have to decide how to implement
these things. You don't have to deal with the implementation and the mini bugs and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
So maybe to finish off on your question, because I know we got to end this, but I'm just going to throw out very fast. I think faction bounties would add a lot really quick. Like
that'd be cool.
Like, now I can maybe level up factions by having more bounties. And honestly, I have so many weapons and not enough bounties.
Yeah.
I never thought that I'd say that, but I need more bounties right now.
Yep.
So that might be an easy way as they send you on some.
But
quests.
Bounties have their own problem in that there's just not enough variety among them right now. Like,
Dead
there are certain bounties too.
So
we should have an episode where we actually list, like, here's our favorite bounties and here are the absolute worst things you have ever
the things we don't do anymore.
Yeah. Just like, you see it, you go, hell no, we're not doing that bounty.
I'm not
if you're listening or watching this, you should write in, send us your list of, like, what's your favorite three bounties and what are your least
most
favorite three bounties?
Yeah.
Most hated. You can send those emails to destiny@ign.com. Let us know which ones you sort of care about. Maybe we should give people a community bounty, like something we want them to do. But I don't know. That means we'd have to give them something. Do we have anything?
Let's come
to
up with a fire team
Photoshop
chat bounty.
Yeah. Photoshop think festive on it. That's, things into Destiny.
That's the extra credit. So, you know, most loved bounties, most hated bounties, yeah. And what's the Fireteam chat bounty that we want to introduce into the world?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
yeah.
saying?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, send in your suggestions.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure they'll get
fun.
Right on that.
Yeah.
You should. If you're watching or listening, you definitely should. We got to go.
No, yeah. I meant Bungie will get right on that.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah,
you
no,
should.
For sure.
If you're watching Bungie, get right on it.
So wait, did you make a suggestion for this question for the PvE? What'd you want?
Yeah, holiday-themed sure. events.
Okay, got it. Yeah. I want them to play with team size. I did leave one thing out mm-hmm. that I just thought about while you guys were going back and forth, and I'm going to quickly tack this on, is that play with the idea of strikes, but with different team sizes.
You said
for example,
that.
So, no, but I said yeah. like doubles. I think yeah. you could do a six-player strike with three players. With two teams coming at it from two different directions mm-hmm. or two different missions where certain objectives have to be done. Mm. Like reusing things they're already in place, but somehow one side's progress affects the other or vice versa.
That could be interesting.
That sounds like a lot, I know, but I really want
to
see.
Sounds like a Grand Theft Auto heist to me.
There you a little go. Bit.
Yeah. Hey, that's
think about
yeah.
that. I haven't even played those heists.
Yeah, they're really fun. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about those off mic. And then your suggestion being, lastly.
For PvE?
Yeah.
I'll just keep it at that. I mean, I have so many other ideas, but it's dragging on. But I think doing stuff
bounties.
With the factions, mm-hmm. whatever it is, bounties, otherwise, like, there's a lot of opportunity there. They've even talked about it. So I think yeah. that's an easy add that will add a lot to the game because, again, the factions are kind of just sitting there. Like,
got
I don't
it.
Go and visit okay. my dead orbit, dude. I wish I did more, but I don't have a reason to.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Dress in goth and go kill five.
I can't get that dead orbit shader. I can do nothing yeah. to get it. Give me an exotic bounty then and make it an exotic shader.
Well, anyway. Thank you for listening to Fireteam Chat. We are a weekly show still on IGN. Mm-hmm. And
a little late this week. We're going to do another one Friday.
Yeah, we're going to still do
Sorry
another one
that.
Friday.
It's a weekend show.
Sorry about yeah. yeah, exactly. This is what you get. But we did make sure we got one out the door. We are accepting feedback for the podcast, so make sure you email destiny@ign.com. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think of the show, any suggested topics. Destin reads them all. I'm very
I'm
impressed.
I'm 60 behind, but I've read 700, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I'm doing okay.
And thank you for supporting us and sending those in. Lastly, you can find us all on the internet. You can find Fran Mirabella at
Fran Mirabella. I'm okay. FM3 on PlayStation 4.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can find Destin Legere at?
Destin Legere.
Okay, on Twitter.
Don't send me a PSN or Xbox invite because it's just
too much.
I have too many of them and they don't have a good system for accepting mass invites.
Got it.
So,
okay.
I'll put call-outs on Twitter, though, a lot. Like, hey, I need somebody yeah. to run raids with, and then I'll add you guys. That's the easier way for me to handle it.
Got
handle
it.
The requests.
All
Sorry,
right.
guys.
And lastly, you can find myself, Jose_Otero, on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening once again to Fireteam Chat, and we'll be back Friday with another show, but wait.
Before we edit, can I make a couple shout-outs? Because there's people who went through over 1,500 names to find me on PS4,
okay.
but just a few quick shout-outs for the community.
Shout
Beast
it out.
1386, Big Frankie 75. He says, yo, Fireteam Chat and NVC list. He's a Fireteam Chat and NVC listener. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Big J-Rock 25. Castillaman and CDT guy, and the list goes on. So thank you all. The community has been really awesome, and I know we should find a way to maybe do more shout-outs because you guys are awesome, and there's too many to name, but I just wanted to
shout out to Brian for sending in the question that I read.
That's right.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's that, a quick
oh,
shout-out.
Oh, for sure.
Section.
All right. And we'll be back next week, Guardians, so stay tuned. Or this week, Friday. I messed up.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We don't know what day it is here.
Guardians out.
Guardians out.
There we go. Is that what we say now?
That's what we
I
do
guess.
Now.
God.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.